KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula says the U-turn on the VAT increase wasn't an easy win, nor should it be claimed by any single party. Treasury released a statement overnight saying the finance minister had scrapped plans to raise the VAT rate by half a percentage point next week. It said the decision followed talks with political parties and recommendations by Parliament. Earlier this week, both the DA and EFF filed an urgent court application in the Western Cape High Court to block the increase. So speaking at a joint briefing with parties that supported the fiscal framework in a parliamentary vote earlier this month, Mbalula said the proposed VAT hike was met with widespread opposition both within and outside the government of national unity.
The fact of the matter is that political parties have stood firm and were very clear, and they chose the path of engagement, which is what has happened and brought us to where we are today. And I can tell you that in the past 3 weeks, we spent sleepless nights talking about the budget, what can be done, what cannot be done, even before. And in those discussions, the DA featured too, in those discussions.
Well, Action SA President Herman Mashaba says the victory belongs to the people of South Africa and highlights the strength of our maturing democracy.
There will be no VAT increase, not because of any court case that opportunistic parties now seek to falsely claim credit for, but because of principled good faith negotiations grounded in substance rather than extortionist, unpatriotic and shamelessly dishonest politicians.
Earlier in a separate briefing, DA Federal Council Chairperson Helen Zilla said they would be pushing for a spending review.
Long before this process began, we made proposals to the national government on how we could dramatically save money in the current budget to avert and prevent an increase in any form of taxation. The minister refused to listen to this.
Well, the reversal of the VAT hike has come as welcome news for many South Africans who are bracing for tighter budgets.
It's such a relief things are going to stay the same, especially when there isn't an upward trend in taxes. The financial strain on South African households and businesses were already affected way before the proposed increase.
I'm just a security guard and I'm raising 3 kids alone. I'm not earning that much. So if the VAT is increasing, yeah, I will struggle a lot.
It's a good thing that it's been reversed, or we're on a safe now. We're just on a, I wouldn't say good structure living, but we're on a flat bar. We're looking at the grid. To see that some positive action after it being reversed, it was very exciting for us.
Other news, and KZN police and a missing persons organization are trying to track down the next of kin of a man whose body was discovered in Ekurhuleni near Ladysmith. He was found with multiple gunshot wounds a week ago. Authorities have described him as a black male, believed to be between 30 and 40 years old. He has tattoos of an owl and spider web on his chest. Officials say the victim was wearing a grey Nike pants, a white t-shirt and a black jacket. And Buddhists flocking to see a sacred tooth in a Sri Lankan city have overwhelmed officials. They are now being urged to stay away after 4 people died and hundreds fell sick in the lengthy queues in the city of Kandy. Regional police say queues are already 10 kilometers long as Buddhists wait to worship what they believe to be a tooth of the Buddha. A special showing of the relic will end on Sunday. Durban high of 21 tomorrow, Richards Bay 23, Pietermaritzburg 20.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Plenty on the line for the Hollywood Bet Sharks this weekend against Ulster in the URC. Ruud van Nistelrooy has praised Jamie Vardy as he announces that he is leaving Leicester City. And Wade van Niekerk has withdrawn from the SA Athletics Championships after the birth of his second child.